Finally, the French group, Dominique Elias, has pioneered not only HIPEC heated intraperitoneal chemo, but now what we call HIPEC plus. So we're now using systemic drugs. These are drugs given intravenously. With 5-fluorouracil, we give it at a bolus over about 7 minutes at the beginning of the hyperthermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy. 5-FU being really one of the basic and most useful drugs for gastrointestinal cancer patients. And I never would have predicted this unless I did the pharmacologic studies myself. What we see is when the drug is administered intravenously, it rapidly equilibrates here in the first 15 minutes with all body compartments. The body compartment, the intraperitoneal compartment, and this intermediate targeted layer. And then the drug is rapidly metabolized in the plasma, but the drug within the peritoneal fluid continues because 5-FU is not metabolized within ascites fluid. It's metabolized in the liver. So the systemic administration of many drugs can target this most important anatomic site for managing carcinomatosis. So for every patient who's treated at the Washington Cancer Institute for colorectal carcinomatosis, and by the way, it's the same for the high-grade appendiceal malignancies, they would get doxorubicin intraperitoneally, they would get mitomycin C intraperitoneally. Those two drugs are missable, and then they would get 5-fluorouracil systemically. And I always have somebody ask, and it's a good question, well, why don't you put the 5-FU in to the peritoneal cavity? And the answer to that is it would precipitate out the other two drugs. So we're working with the chemistry of the drugs in order to come up with an optimal, or we hope optimal, chemotherapy regimen. Now, we're also doing some new things in terms of